In northern Minnesota, you'll find a town with an interesting name, War Road. So is this truly a road to war? I'll share the story behind the name on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The area of Lake of the Woods in far northern Minnesota has been home to several indigenous tribes. There's references to the Assiniboine people living here in the 1600s. The Cree were next in the area, followed by others with ties here today.
The story is mainly written as the Dakota people that were living here, and then most recently and still today is the Anishinaabe or Ojibwe people that were living here.
Brady Swanson is the manager of the War Road Heritage Center, and he explains the Ojibwe, who lived here on the shores of Lake of the Woods, had an important river that served as a highway.
The tribe here was called the Kabakanung, and the translation to that is the Trail of War, and that was the reference to the river. It was a trail that they would take to go either to raid or for parties would come on them to be raided.
Ioshawash was the chief of the Ojibwe living here, and what happened to him during one of those raids is still recalled here today.
The story goes is that Ioshawash was struck down in that battle, and he pretended to be dead. And while he laid on the ground, they scalped him. After the battle had ended, he got up, walked the 60 miles back to War Road, and survived.
That path that connected the Ojibwe to other tribes, sometimes for the purposes of raiding, is the name of the town found here.
This path, the river, was called the Trail of War. And that got condensed down to War Road, and then when it became a town, it eventually condensed the two words into War Road as the one that we have today.
There's more to the story of this town and this region, though. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in War Road, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.